Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
.434 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday, but my gosh, is it feeling like, well, Tuesday for the most part. But it's a really short week with this Tuesday, and a lot of us won't be here tomorrow or Thursday. That's Thanksgiving, as you know, or Friday. Nobody's working the rest of the week. That's it. Everybody's taken off. It's really great, and we should all enjoy it. That's all I am going to say. So, congratulations, sell five fives all the way around. And my buddy, Craig Peterson, is joining us, who will disclose to us that just when you thought it was safe to once again venture onto the interwebs, it's not. It is always dangerous, and anything and everything that you have accumulated through the years is at risk. Other than that, I mean, you know, feel free to download whatever you'd like from whatever site you'd like. Craig, good afternoon, my friend.
Hey, good afternoon.
Let us, if you don't mind, start with the latest ransomware attacks. Now, I've got two that I'm looking at in your newsletter, one in Pennsylvania, one in Nevada, but it's not just locations there. It's like their whole state government, right?
Yeah, this is really something when you get right down to it. You know, our government institutions are definitely under attack, you know, as are small businesses, but the win with a small business is stealing your operating account, right? You know, we're talking about, oh, mere $80,000, $100,000. You can't meet payroll, you know. Yep. What's the big deal? But when you're talking about a government agency, now you're talking about all kinds of information. You're talking about the ability now to find out, for instance, from some of the legal filings the government has on file. Who squealed on who? Who are the protected witnesses? You're able to find out Social Security numbers, tax records, on and on and on. So when the bad guys here are able to hose your information out of a government office, it's absolutely incredible value to them. And we've got to remember that nowadays, ransomware, Jeff, is a two-phased attack. The first phase is, well, obviously they got to get in, but they're going to encrypt, well, your files, right? No. The first phase is they're going to steal as many files as they possibly can. And in some cases, these hosers are in there stealing information for months. They get it all out, and then they have the ransom they want you to pay to get your data back. And then 50% of the time, if you pay, you'll get your data back. No, not a great odd. The second part of this is, well, if you don't pay them, they'll release the information on the dark web. So it's kind of a two whammy here where they're coming after you. And if they get into a government office, like the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office, for instance, they've got some very valuable information that some very bad guys really would love to get their hands on.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Can you describe something to me that I'm just baffled by? I know I've asked you before, but I'm still curious. You and everybody else, of course, talks about, quote, the dark web. And I don't know that I've ever been to the dark web. I mean, I've seen some things I think are dark on the web, but this other thing, it's like an entire other web structure. Am I right?
Yeah, it is. It isn't just, you know, cruising the web with the lights out.
Right.
The dark, we call it the dark web, just the colloquialism. In fact, it's really called the Onion Network or the Tor Network, depending on what you want to call it. This is a network that was built by and is continued to be maintained by the U.S. government. And the Navy, last I checked, was the what we might call the dark web, mm-hmm. to the tune of a couple of $1 million a year to keep it alive. So it was built by our government. It's still maintained by our government. And the idea is we needed to have a place online that lives kind of in reality, but you might consider underneath the regular web, so that people who are in other countries that are trying to send us information, critical information for our government, have a place to go where their native countries can't get at the information. They can't see what's being sent to the U.S. government. Of course, since that's available to anyone and is kind of wide open from that aspect, it's being used by the bad guys. So that's what the dark web is. It's just the internet like you use every day, but it's set up with a massive, if you will, VPN network that makes your data look like it's coming from all kinds of places simultaneously.
But since they took down that Silk Road thing years ago, they're not actual websites, are they? Where you just go on and I'll take 10 pounds of heroin and 2 pounds of this. And, oh, can I order a drive-by shooting as well? You can't do that.
Yeah, you can. And, that's called the Onion Network, O-N-I-O-N. Okay. And just like Shrek said, onions have layers. And that's the whole idea behind Tor and the Onion Network, also known as the dark web, that you can have a website on there. A lot of places have websites on there. Wikipedia has a website on the Onion Network, which, again, is colloquially called the dark web. So it's used by a lot of places. Our federal government obviously has websites there, too. But the whole idea is if you've got a site there, it's very hard to track you down. And you talked about Silk Road, that was a massive site online in the dark web that was used to sell all kinds of illegal things, as well as some legitimate things. But it took a while to track the guy down because they, much like Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, they have to look at the behavior of people in order to kind of figure out who it is, where they are, what they're doing, and then take over the servers and get in. It's a very complicated process because it was designed to be 100% private.
Wow. Well, of course, Silk Road, I mean, like every bad guy in the world, he was in a coffee shop in San Francisco. So that one, I mean, it took a while, but that's where every search for every bad guy should start, I think. But since I have Microsoft, I will be safe if I do decide to fire up the, what was it, Tor, did you say? The Onion browser or whatever it is?
Tor, yep.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be safe because Microsoft just announced they know that security is actually an issue. And is that the first time they've acknowledged that?
It's something. Microsoft, it's almost every computer person's nemesis. I have a guy that worked for me, and he loved Microsoft. The first tech guy I knew that really loved Microsoft. And I helped develop some of their software way back when, you know, the Windows NT 3.5.1 days and stuff in the kernel. But anyways, he loved Microsoft because he knew he'd always have a job. He was always something something else to fix, some security hole to fix. You know, Microsoft was a garage project. It wasn't designed, it's kind of what I say most of the time, it wasn't designed at all. And they've been using for instance, Microsoft got sued because one of their major operating system releases was terrible. And in discovery, found out that some 80% of all of the code that was written for that operating system version was written by interns who had no experience in code, okay? Microsoft is not a good place to be if you want security or reliability, right? So they've been getting better over the years, and now they've realized that right now that because of Windows 10 right. and, you know, the Windows 11 really is what it is, and people not wanting to go through the pain of upgrading and everything else and paying the Microsoft taxes, there's over 1 million people that have ditched Windows entirely and have gone to Linux. It's nice to see Microsoft trying to pull up their socks. Right. Their designs in the system are kind of difficult to really tighten up. But that's what Windows 11 was all about, Jeff. Windows 11 was about trying to tighten up some of the major security flaws.
Wow. I find it interesting you're talking about this Linux, because of those million people, 980,000 of them are on Linux because you told them that was the way to go. I mean, I don't know what the bite is that you get from Linux, man. And I know you don't get anything, but...
I wish I did.
you're like the brand ambassador, the evangelist for Linux. And what you keep saying is that it's as easy to use as Microsoft, but without any of the downsides.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Yeah, there's a lot of different versions of Linux, and you should have a look if you're interested. You gotta be a little bit of a not a hacker really, but you gotta be a bit of a computer person, not too afraid of computers. Right. But it's not difficult. And Linux, all of the flavors that are out there, Linux Mint is one of the favorite people that are Windows people. It looks like Windows 10. It acts like Windows 10. It comes with software that can read and write all of the Office files, you know, Excel and Word and everything else. Oh, and if you go to linuxmint.com, you can pay for it right there by hitting the download button, because it's free, okay? It's really quite something, but you're going to like it. It's not exactly Microsoft from its user interface, but it is very close in so many ways. And it will be supported for years and years to come, and it will run on your Windows 10 hardware that you have today, and older hardware. Linux will run on it's as much as 20 years old, and it gets updates, software updates, security updates, etc., for decades now. Wow. So it's a very good alternative for people who are looking for something else, who are free is a good word. Mm-hmm. Stable is a really good word. It doesn't crash. You know, Microsoft blue screen of death problem by changing it from a blue screen to a black screen. So there you go. Big difference.
I'm glad to see they are all over it. I feel better now, as you know. I feel much better. When we chat after Thanksgiving, we're going to have to really dive into some of the specials that are out there for laptops and Chromebooks especially. But Black Friday, a couple of days from now, they're going to be huge sales on those. I know you're not a Microsoft person and you wish that everybody would buy Apples, but I don't think Apples go on sale, do they? And if they do, tell me which ones, of course, so people can buy them. But for the other stuff that's going to be out there on Black Friday, do you think there's anything worth looking at?
Oh, yeah, there's Black Friday. Cyber Monday isn't quite the thing it used to be. And Black Friday isn't either. Black Friday. About Black Friday month, really.
Yeah.
It's already started. You'll find really good deals right now. If you go to Amazon, you'll see that there's some great deals on brand new Mac laptops, $300 off or more. Apple, this is a little secret just between you and me, Jeff, but Apple is apparently coming out with a new laptop that is probably going to be brand new in the $800 price range. And what they're doing is they're going to use one of the chips, because remember, Apple makes some of its own electronics nowadays, including the main chip, the CPU.
Yeah.
And so this Apple new laptop is going to be based on a very fast iPad chip, and it's going to be very low power. It looks like you can charge it up and use it for multiple days without a recharge, and it'll do pretty much everything that you might want to do with a laptop. So there's deals on those right now, not that new one that's coming out.
Okay.
But there's deals on existing Macintosh laptops, including the Air that you and I have talked about before.
Yep.
There's all kinds of deals on Chromebooks right now. And Google, in fact, is working, because remember, Google's behind the Chrome operating system that's right. Part of the Chromebooks. But Google's working on a whole new line, if you will, of computers. And Google doesn't make these computers. They're third parties that do Samsung, you name it. That's out there making them, but look what you're interested in, and I bet you'll find a deal between now and the end of the year.
Wow, I love it. I love it. Well, listen, Craig, I always thank you for being here, because I truly appreciate it. I wish you and your lovely family a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving, and look forward to chatting again in a week or so.
All right, take care, Jeff.
Thank you, my friend. That is Craig Peterson. He is an amazing guy. CraigPeterson.com. Oh, I forgot to ask him to say that. Well, I'll just say it then. CraigPeterson.com. His newsletter comes out weekly, and then he has some other stuff that comes out as well. He does webinars. Everything is free. Craig does this sort of stuff because he really does want people to be safe and secure when they are online. He's been involved in that part of the world, technology, well, forever. I mean, it seems like 40, 50 years since they first invented the interwebular devices. And that's what he does. And he makes his money, just so you're thinking, well, wait a minute, Jeff, how's he do everything for free? Because, yeah, his business is on the other side. It's for business owners. He does a lot of stuff. But for you, for me, just regular consumers, he joins us once a week, talks about this. You read the newsletter, all sorts of great advice. So, again, CraigPeterson.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.